Welcome to another episode of the Alter Your Health podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, hello and welcome. We value your time and energy and hope you receive a lot from tuning in. As a listener-supported show, we rely on you to help us grow. We'd be so grateful if you share the show or a favorite episode with a friend or fellow health seeker. Living a healthy and nourishing life doesn't always come easily, especially in today's crazy world. But that's why we're here, doing what we love, hopefully helping you along with information and inspiration that fuels your health pursuits. If you're looking for more support, consider subscribing to the monthly meal guide membership. Just $11 per month gets you access to a weekly meal guide filled with healing and delicious whole food plant-based recipes, along with invitations to our regularly scheduled support calls where we can connect, answer questions, and keep the good vibes flowing in our healthy lives. You can learn more at www.alter.health/meal-guides. And if you're looking for more in-depth support, check out our other services. We offer both one-on-one consulting as well as educational programs. All of our current offerings are listed at www.alter.health. Our ultimate goal is to empower you to heal yourself. Keeping with that theme, let's dive into today's show. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Alter Your Health podcast, your source of information and inspiration to promote the holistic transformation of your health and the health of our planet. And I'm Dr. Benjamin Alter, your host.
I'm Dr. Susanna Alter, your co-host, and we're both naturopathic doctors and the co-founders of Alter Health, where we support individuals in reversing disease and reclaiming optimal health through whole food plant-based nutrition and mind-body medicine.
And you can find out more and get yourself on the schedule for a complimentary 15-minute consultation at www.alter.health. And today on the show, this episode is dedicated to dive into not the hysteria of current times, but a calm and grounded and scientifically evidence-based perspective on supporting the body and supporting the immune system during all times of year, and maybe even especially, of course, at this point in time when viruses are more the talk of the town. But this conversation is certainly relevant at all times of year. We are sensitive to what's going on in the environment and the ecosystem. And we're going to talk about supporting the body and the mind and how to optimally support the body and mind, boost immunity so that you can move about your life in a mindful, peaceful, grounded, healthy, vibrant, and energetic sort of way.
Yes. Yeah. So nothing we say today, we're not claiming any of these are cures for COVID-19, the new novel strain of the coronavirus. Really what we're talking about in today's episode is what naturopathic doctors have been talking about for years and years and decades, which is optimization of your immune system.
Yeah. And maybe just to spend 30 seconds talking about viral infections, viruses, they're everywhere. There are, well, like in the body, we are outnumbered. Our physical human cells are outnumbered about 10 to 1 to bacterial cells. So bacteria is, of course, different than viruses. But on top of that, viruses probably outnumber bacteria another tenfold. So they're probably like our 100 more viruses inside and around and on the human body at any given point in time than there are human cells. We are more them than we are us. And it's so interesting that we've got this fight them, kill them, sanitize them, clean, like purify ourselves from them sort of mentality, when in fact our environment, our world, and our health really depends on a healthy relationship with them, not a relationship that just attacks and kills. So we've got this innate immune system that is designed specifically to harness that harmonious relationship with foreign, so to speak, quote unquote, organisms, whether it's viruses, fungi, bacteria, parasites, you name it. And viruses are unique because once we are exposed to a virus, then they are, to some degree, in our system, our friends forever. And they can go latent, and we develop an innate immune response. We develop antibodies to those viruses, to those quote unquote pathogens. And then they don't cause issues because we've got an immune system. So that really is quote unquote the cure to viral infections is built into us, our innate immune response. And we want to talk about how to optimize that capacity to cure viral illnesses within. And the only way to do that is to talk about lifestyle and how we nourish ourselves and live our lives.
Yes, exactly. So, a lot of what we'll be talking about today, you've probably heard it before in other podcast episodes because, yeah, like what Ben said, an optimal immune function really goes back to how you're living on a day-to-day basis. So, we're going to cover some of the really crucial, important lifestyle factors to pay attention to be a little bit more mindful of in this season. And we're also going to talk about some of our favorite naturopathic practices that you can do in your very own home. We're going to talk about some of our favorite immune boosting vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you can talk with your doctor about. And we're also going to talk about the impact of stress on the immune system and how to protect yourself from, experiencing too much stress right now.
Totally. So where do we start? Should we start with food?
Well, sure. Let's start with food.
Well, we know that food is medicine, especially on this podcast. And it's not just us that say that or think that. I mean, it's science-based, evidence-based, that food is really the most powerful medicine that we have access to at any given point in time. And what I mean by that is that it harnesses the power to support the body in healing without alternative side effects that are negative to the system, of course. So when we're talking about food as medicine, we're talking about nutrient density, right? We're talking about whole food, plant-based nutrition. We're talking about avoiding excess things that might aggravate or stress the metabolism or the immune system. So, what else do we need to
Well,
say?
let's focus on fruits and vegetables of all different colors. Really, this is the perfect time to increase your intake of fruits and vegetables. And yeah, shoot for the rainbow because each color represents a unique phytonutrient in that food that is going to support your overall health, your overall immunity. So yeah, try to get every color in your meal if you can. And yeah, this is really, what the main focus should be when we're sitting down to eat our meals 3 times a day.
Yeah, and it's important to consider what we're not eating, right? We're not eating processed foods. We're not eating junk foods, added refined sugars and sweeteners and refined grains. We're not eating animal products. And the reason why that is because these foods stress and aggravate the immune system. They provide something that can trigger an immune response and aggravate the immune system in a way that prevents the immune system from fully turning on when it needs to in the face of a quote unquote pathogen that your body needs to fight in any given point in time. The other thing is when we're eating animal products, we are potentially exposing ourselves to exogenous hormones, toxicants, heavy metals, large amounts of saturated fat and protein for sure. All of these things that get in the way from the liver functioning optimally, from the kidneys functioning optimally. They clog up the lymphatic system to some degree. And all this points our body in a way that can be detrimental and immunosuppressive. That's really the important thing to know. And these toxins, when we do eat higher on the food chain, the accumulation of these toxins in the food chain can be a detrimental thing when it comes to the health and activation of our immune system. We just have the body has more things to deal with and juggle and process, and we're not thinking about your immune optimization is not at the forefront of your body's to-do list. The detoxification pathways are.
Right. This is also a really good time to avoid or significantly reduce alcohol intake. Alcohol does directly suppress the immune system, but it also puts a burden on the liver, like what Ben was just talking about. So, yeah, keep out those processed foods, the refined carbohydrates, and the alcohol. And really also when we're talking about food, this is a great opportunity to bring more herbs and spices into your cooking because so many of our Italian spices like rosemary and oregano and thyme, they're all antimicrobial. So you can bring in an extra antimicrobial
Totally.
kick into your cooking there. Also, garlic. We all know garlic is antiviral and antimicrobial. And what else? Ginger.
Anything,
Anything, yes.
any organic herb and spice, it all has its unique kind of properties when it comes to your health and immune system, whether they're antioxidants or direct immune stimulating compounds. But yeah, our favorites are for sure thyme and oregano and cilantro and parsley and garlic and ginger and turmeric and all those things. All those things are so important when it comes to the immune system.
Right.
And then the other thing in the kitchen is hydration, water, making sure that things are flowing. And this has to do with all aspects of your health, not just your immune system, but everything depends on the presence of water. Our bodies are 70 something percent water, hopefully, if we're not too chronically dehydrated. And having that adequate hydration is like it's a no-brainer. It's common sense, but it can't be overstated enough. And on that note, having properly mineralized water, a good source of maybe added trace minerals, if you're not sure the mineral status of your water, it can be really helpful to give your immune system an added boost, extra resources to turn on the cellular machinery that you need at this point in time.
Yeah, and also it's important to also acknowledge that a lot of viruses, they prefer a dry mucous membrane to colonize in. And what I mean by that is if you're dehydrated, then you're not going to have as much of a natural protective barrier with your mucous membranes against these viruses. So drinking a lot of water throughout the day will help you to prevent colonization in this way, if you do come across viruses.
So is it time to move on into kind of like the supplement world where we try to avoid
No, not
spending too
yet, not yet.
not yet.
There's still a lot of lifestyle stuff
Oh,
we need to
okay,
go
yeah, for
over.
sure. So before we move into supplement land, which we do try to avoid doing too quickly, right? Because we want to focus on really where we have the biggest
Impact.
impact when it comes to our health and well-being and what's free. And supplements aren't free, but sleep is certainly free. And sleep is critical when it comes to your immune response. It's critical when it comes to all aspects of your health and well-being. And a lot of people are operating on either low quantity or deficient quality of sleep. And that becomes their normal set point. And they're just in this sleep deficit for years and years and decades and maybe their whole lifetime. So turning on sleep and focusing on sleep and practicing good sleep hygiene. We've got a whole other podcast that really dives into this topic. But if we're talking about sleep and something's going on in your head, like, yeah, I guess I really maybe don't sleep that well, then look in that direction to optimize your health and well-being and your immune status.
Yes,
What
yes,
else
yes.
do we need to say?
We also need to say that still staying active, moving, doing exercise, and Especially getting outside and breathing in fresh air is very important. And so, I think even in the cities where the quarantines are happening right now, they're still letting them get outside and go on
Thank
walks.
goodness.
Yeah, and so this is going to be really helpful in supporting the immune system because, for one thing, when we breathe in fresh air, we're breathing in breathing in beneficial microbes, which is going to help our overall microbial status in our bodies, which research is now showing is so important for overall immune health and immune status. So getting those fresh breaths of air in is really important. We don't want to be rebreathing in this, recirculated air from being in a being inside all day.
Totally. In fact, back in prior epidemics and pandemics, before people got too accustomed to spending their whole lives indoors, fresh air, time outside, time underneath the sunlight, fresh air and sunshine, essentially, was kind of seen as the number one most effective and important treatment when it came to these pandemics and viral infections. So what that meant back then was actually even sleeping outside. That was seen as a therapy to sleep outside. And we don't need to go sleeping outside, but a lot of people are unnecessarily fearful of going outside during times like this. But we want to remind you that being outdoors is probably the safest and most effective place to be when it comes to your health, your well-being, and your immune system.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and the other thing is, certainly, definitely, there have been a lot of news reports about hygiene and about all doing everything you can in your control to make sure you're maintaining good hygiene, washing your hands for we feel like we don't need to
And
reiterate
we're
all of
not going to.
that.
And we're not going to.
But we do support doing that. And that's a good habit for,
All times
all
of
times
year.
of years. Exactly.
Yeah, so wash up after when you go to the bathroom, after you touch people, maybe, of
Before you
course,
eat.
before you eat. Of course, being more mindful of that during this time of year when things are more prevalent, maybe. At any time of year, there are bacterium and viruses all over the place. And it's just good practice, right?
Yes. Yeah, so those are some of the main lifestyle factors.
The last one is hydrotherapy.
Well, yes.
This is kind of the last thing that when it comes to things in your day-to-day routine, things that you can really, places that you can look to optimize your health and immune status. Hydrotherapy is kind of the last cherry on top. Certainly a very powerful preventative mechanism when it comes to supporting your immune system. A lot of different cultures and countries and societies have different hydrotherapy practices, and for some reason, our culture has largely neglected this. And really, what I'm talking about is contrast and specifically focusing on cold exposures during the winter months. And of course, here we are emerging into spring. But chances are, if you did or if you have been exposing yourself to cold temperatures, cold water, rolling around in the snow, things like that during the winter time, your immune system is more activated come springtime. And hydrotherapy practices, from our perspective, can be done in home from when it comes to just taking your hot, warm, cozy shower and ending with 10, 5, 20, 30 seconds or a couple minutes of a cold blast, whatever you can handle. This is something that we can do each and every day, year round. Whenever you take a shower, you have an opportunity to stimulate your immune system.
Right, definitely. We know the master Wim Hof is out there spreading this message
Totally.
too.
And he's got the breath involved in that as well, activating the immune system and the nervous system through the breath. These are all things that are very much within our control and within our capacity.
But yeah, what we do in our own home is just end our hot showers with a cold blast. And really, that has helped us stay healthy all throughout the winter.
And feeling good on all levels.
Exactly. Exactly.
So supplement time.
Yeah, I do want to just step. I want to go back to one thing I said about drinking water all throughout the day. Also, drinking warm water is an extra little bonus and boost for the immune system.
Warm lemon water or some
Yes.
herbal teas, things like that.
Exactly. Yeah, it does boost the immune system and it also creates a warmer environment in your throat where viruses tend to not survive as well. So,
Interesting.
yeah,
Cool.
they tend to like cold and dry, it seems.
All right. So when it comes to supplements, you like remember, supplements are called supplements because they supplement everything we just talked about. A lot of people jump right to the supplement while they neglect their daily salad or their smoothie, and they are continue to eat some degree of junk food. So clean up diet and lifestyle first and foremost. It's really within your power and capacity to do that. And then supplements can be a good additive, especially during times like this.
And I will say that, supplements, they can be very individualized for each
Totally.
person, depending on what medications you're taking, depending on what conditions you already have. So with these, you definitely want to check in with your doctor, someone who knows supplements well, or you can schedule a consultation with us and we can help you out there. But don't just go to the store and buy all of these and start taking them because they might not be indicated for you.
So the first kind of category of supplements, and we're gonna run through these pretty quick. We're not gonna go in depth on any one of these, but the first category of supplements is kind of the food-based supplements. These include herbs, and these include nutritional powders, and they're preferable to isolated vitamins and minerals and nutrients. So the first category of food-based supplements is vitamin C. Vitamin C, of course, is derived from foods, and our favorite sources of a high-dose vitamin C is amla powder is a great one. That's an Ayurvedic herb, or the Indian gooseberry. Rose hips, you can make rose hips tea. Acerola cherry is another kind of tart fruit that is typically found in a powder form, and camu camu berry powder. So these are kind of nutritional powders that you can have on your shelf. You can put a teaspoon to a tablespoon of each in a smoothie in the morning, maybe sprinkle it on oatmeal. I don't know. We were kind of just talking this morning of how can people include these nutritional food-based powders in their diet. Our go-to is a daily smoothie, but be creative. Let us know what you come up with.
And so, what other food powders did you want to go over?
Oh, well, just having a green powder to cover your minerals and vitamins and nutrients from that perspective. And by greens, we mean like green vegetables that are powdered and freeze-dried. If you consider scooping a tablespoon of green powder into a smoothie or some other form, getting it into your body, it's like a couple handfuls of nutrient-dense green vegetables. And it's not as high as fiber in fiber, and it's not going to give you as the calories, but it's going to give you the micronutrients. So we look at that as kind of the multivitamin, multi-mineral, so to speak, a green powder sort of thing. And then mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Oh, yes. So we love our mushroom powders. And especially mushrooms like reishi and turkey tail. These are very immune boosting, immune regulating. And so what we like to do is we make a morning beverage where we mix these mushroom powders in with some cacao powder, a little
Okay,
bit. We don't need to do the whole
we're
recipe,
already
but
23 minutes in. Mushroom powders and stuff like that, and also just cooking with mushrooms is great as well. They're food, right? Another kind of food herb kind of thing is elderberry. Elderberry has kind of been hyped up during this time because a lot of people say elderberry might not be something good to take, when you have an infection of a virus like COVID. However, as a preventative mechanism, elderberry is very powerful. But yeah, like the whole conversation does shift a little bit. If you do have a viral infection, if you do have symptoms, then the strategy, the conversation, everything changes. So this conversation, just backing up like 25 steps, is very much from a preventative, immune boosting point of view.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so I guess while we're, should we just finish some other herbs that we like? Some,
Yeah,
so
some immune herbs.
yeah, these herbs, they're in the immune boosting class, but they're also in the antiviral class. You know, they're not, they haven't been proven to be antiviral against this particular strain of
Right.
coronavirus, but in general, they've been seen to kill a lot of viruses. And so astragalus is one that we really like. You can also get this in a powdered form and put it in a smoothie. You can put it in a soup. Astragalus is, you know, it's great for children. It's a good, safe herb that boosts immunity. Echinacea.
Yeah. And like
Oh.
all the things that we talked about before in the kitchen, like the spices, the culinary herbs, these are all good go-to antiviral herbs as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, echinacea. I know a lot of you know echinacea is a good immune herb, and it is. And again, this is one that's great for prevention. You know, if you start coming down with symptoms, you again,
Yeah.
you'll first thing you'll want to call your doctor if you come down with symptoms.
Yeah, totally. Self-treating these kind of things, not recommended.
Yeah.
And you can think of these herbs as just kind of like holding your immune system in a place where it's ready to pounce on some foreign invader. But then once the immune system is pouncing and is attacking, then the strategy does shift.
Yes.
But other herbs include golden seal, a powerful antimicrobial herb, and lemon balm is a good antiviral herb, and licorice root is also a good, yummy antiviral herb. So a lot of these herbs can be also found in tea form, or you can get them as just kind of loose leaf, so to speak, and steep them in hot water and get the water-soluble compounds in your body, or you can get them in powdered form and sprinkle them into your smoothie. That's what we like to do.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
is what we love to do. Yeah, and some other nutrients to just focus on. Vitamin D. You know, this time of year, a lot of people become deficient in vitamin D because they're not spending as much time outside. So supplementing with vitamin D is really, really important for the immune system. And some people even will ramp up their dosage and, you know, if there's an outbreak happening. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm not sure what I think about that, but having
Yeah.
good vitamin D status is important. And then N-acetylcysteine. What did you want to
Yeah.
say about that one?
Well,
NAC?
I wanted to say that it keeps the respiratory passages nice and healthy. It basically, yeah, it I guess that's what I wanted to say about
Cool. Yeah,
that.
it's a
But I wanted to talk more about zinc
Oh yeah.
because zinc is a very important mineral for immunity and can be a very helpful supplement,
Yeah.
you
In
know, in cold.
the last couple of weeks we take multi-mineral supplements kind of every day. That's kind of one of our go-to, but we've been adding a little extra zinc
Yes.
just to keep our immune system totally ready to pounce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
And we've also been adding in some colloidal silver,
yeah.
which do you want to tell the story, the historical story about silver?
Oh, well, silver, it was a podcast guest on the Alter Your Health podcast. I actually remember the episode because it was episode number 100 with Dr. Gordon Pedersen is his name, and he has a company called My Doctor Suggests, and they make colloidal silver products. And he told me that during the some plague, I forget which plague, the royalty and the elite classes were eating off of their silverware. Pure silver or silver-plated utensils, and they didn't get sick, and that was noted. And the whole fed by a silver spoon and silver being associated with the royal elite class became a thing. So if you do have silverware that's actually real silverware, you can bust that out and eat with it this time of year or any time of year to give your body a little antimicrobial dose. And you can listen to that conversation to learn more about the history and the mechanisms of how silver is really a powerful antiviral, antimicrobial compound.
Right. Yeah. Again, colloidal silver has not been seen to kill COVID-19,
Right.
but it's known as a very
Yeah.
antimicrobial supplement.
And the way that, just real quick, the way that these herbs and whole foods and natural products work is very different than the way antibiotics, for example, are designed. These pharmaceuticals are designed to kind of push one button with a hope or an intention to cause one thing to happen in the body. When it comes to a lot of the natural products, specifically the herbs, there are thousands of active constituents in these plants that push thousands of different buttons that all have a cumulative beneficial impact. So to really single in and reductionistically look at what is going on and if it is effective for this specific critter, that research is really difficult to do and just isn't funded. So we don't really know the details as we do with regard to a lot of the pharmaceutical compounds that are developed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to talking just a little bit about stress.
Here we are 30 minutes in and opening up a whole nother huge topic. I feel like we should wait until next week for this one,
Yeah,
but
okay.
maybe we will like do a little teaser
Sure, let's do a little teaser.
because we just spilled a lot and you might be feeling overwhelmed and like, oh my gosh, this is a lot to take into my world and my life. What do I do with all this information? I'm watching the news and it tells me this. I'm watching that guy and he told me this, and like it's overwhelming times. So we want to plant the seed that how you think and your feelings in your emotions and in your physical body is a huge impactor when it comes to your health status, your immune status, your ability to be able to respond to an illness.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'll speak very candidly with you all. I'm a doctor. I know physiology. I know what happens in the body when when we're exposed to viruses. I know the science of it, and yet I can get so sucked in to all of the just it's you turn on the TV and it's the only thing you see, and it can create panic. It can create a feeling of panic. So we don't want to be panicked because panic leads to immune suppression. But
Don't panic.
we want to be smart. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to move in the world as a a grounded, intentional, mindful person, but we don't need to panic.
Yeah.
So,
And the best way to not panic is not to try not to panic. Because, Susanna, what happens when you try not to panic? I've seen every once in a while I'll see Susanna try not to panic. And it looks like panic. I don't know. So the best way to not panic is to just cultivate an understanding of where the human experience comes from, so we don't have to be afraid of our panicked thoughts. So that our panic thoughts, because I have panic thoughts, I look and see everyone panicking, and I have the panic thoughts, but I know where the panic feeling comes from. And that allows me to let those panic thoughts set them down as opposed to like play with them and create a story with them. So we can talk more about that next week, maybe, or another time. But I wanted to also bring up like my number one doctor recommendation for humanity at this point in time, which is kind of ironic because you're tuning into this conversation that is focused around
Current
viral
events.
production and current events. But my number one recommendation is to turn off the TV. Like, yes, be informed, don't put your head underground, don't bury your head in the sand, whatever the phrase is, but just get enough dose of whatever current events that you need in order to survive. You don't need
or be informed.
Or be informed. You don't need to overindulge in media at this point in time, which might be hard considering that the stores are shut down, the schools are shut down, a lot of people aren't going to work, there's probably a lot of free time, there's a lot of screen time, there's a lot of information, there's a lot of thoughts about the information. That leads us to seek out more information, and then there's more thoughts about that new information, and it can become a little bit messy. And so we just encourage you to maybe turn off the TV, put down the screens, and go for a walk if you can. Like, once again, face that outside world and know that that's probably the safest place that you can be, both like physically and mentally and emotionally. Yeah, so that's kind of really what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, you know, you can take this podcast with you. You can take this podcast and listen to it outside. How about that?
Yeah, and if you're wanting a personalized immune kind of action plan for you to support your immunity with some of these natural agents that we mentioned today, we'd be happy to talk with you about that. You can, again, schedule that complimentary visit, 15 minute with us, and we can figure out how we can help you best. And what else?
That's it.
That's it.
Thank you so much for tuning in this week on the Alter Your Health podcast. And if you haven't done so already, we'd so appreciate if you hit the subscribe button if you're listening to the replay. But we are, by the way, live in our Facebook group, Plant-Based and Stress-Free. But if you're listening to the replay on YouTube or any other podcast audio platform, we'd so appreciate a subscribe, leave a rating or a comment, leave a review. We do take that feedback to heart. So thanks for your time, sending you all off with blessings of peace and health and love. And we'll be in touch next week on the Alter Your Health podcast.
Yeah. Bye for now.